ഹലോ എവ്രി വൺ, വെൽക്കം ടു ദി അനദർ എപ്പിസോഡ് ഓഫ് മൈ പോഡ്കാസ്റ്റ് സസ്റ്റൈനബിൾ എൻവയോൺമെൻറ്റ്. ടുഡേ വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു ഡിസ്കസ് അനദർ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് കൺസേൺ ഓഫ് സസ്റ്റൈനബിൾ എൻവയോൺമെൻറ്റ്, വിച്ച് ഈസ് ക്ലീൻ എനർജി. ഫസ്റ്റ് ലെറ്റ് അസ് സീ വാട്ട് ക്ലീൻ എനർജി മീൻസ്. ക്ലീൻ എനർജി ഈസ് ദ എനർജി ദറ്റ് കംസ് ഫ്രം റിന്യൂവബിൾ zero emission sources that do not pollute the atmosphere when used, as well as energy saved by energy efficiency measures. There is a degree of crossover between clean energy and green or renewable energy sources, but they are not exactly the same. In order to understand the difference, it's worth understanding what it actually means, right? Clean energy is energy gained from sources that do not release air pollutants, while green energy is energy derived from natural sources. There is a subtle difference between these two energy types, even though they are often spoken of as being the same. Renewable energy is power generated from sources that are constantly being replenished. These renewable energy resources won't run out, unlike fossil fuels and gas, and including wind and solar energy. However, while most green energy sources are renewable, not all renewable energy sources are seen as being green. Let us take an example. Hydropower is a renewable resource, okay? But some would argue that it is not green. Why? Since the deforestation and the industrialization related to the building of hydro dams can damage the environment. The perfect clean energy mix occurs where green energy meets renewable energy, such as with the solar energy and wind energy. The most important aspects of clean energy are the environmental benefits as part of the global energy future. That is why we are curious about it, right? While clean, renewable resources also preserve the world's natural resources, they also reduce the risk of environmental disasters such as fuel spills or the problem associated with the natural gas leaks. With the fuel diversification through different power plants using different energy sources, it is possible to create reliable power supplies to enhance energy security, ensuring there is enough to meet our demands. Clean energy can be used for a variety of different applications, from electricity generation to heating, water, and more, depending on the source of the energy. Solar energy can be used for heating and building buildings, generating electricity, heating water directly, cooling, and more. Solar panels allow for energy from the sun to be collected and turned into electricity. We all know that. Solar panels are frequently used for small electric tasks such as charging batteries. While many people already use solar energy for small garden lanterns, however, this same clean energy technology can be scaled up to larger panels that are used to provide power for homes or other buildings, or even installation of multiple solar panels, such as with a community solar panel array to power entire towns. That is a great idea. Water is another clean resource with some surprising applications. Most obvious are hydroelectric power plants, which take flow of water from rivers, streams, or lakes to create electricity. A less obvious use of water comes through municipal pipes in towns and cities. With lots of water running through pipes in homes each day, there is a move towards harnessing this energy to help meet domestic and other power needs. As generator becomes smaller and less expensive to build, this use of municipal water is becoming closer to being a daily reality. Wind power works by attaching a windmill to a generator, which turns the turning of the windmill blades into power. That is how it works. This form of energy has been used for centuries to grind grain, pump water, or perform other mechanical tasks, but is now being used more often to produce electricity. Onshore and offshore wind farms are becoming increasingly prevalent, but wind power can also be used on much smaller scale to produce electricity, even to provide a source of power for recharging mobile telephones. Now let us see the positive impact of clean energy. It actually including the benefits of wind, solar, geothermal, hydroelectric and biomass, because these are considered as the main source of clean energy. Human activity is overloading our atmosphere with carbon dioxide and other global warming emissions. We have already discussed all these things in our previous podcasts, right? These gases act like a blanket trapping heat. The result is a web of significant and harmful impact, from stronger, more frequent storms to drought, sea level rise and extinctions. We have discussed all these. In contrast, most renewable energy sources produce little to no global warming emissions. That is why we are into it. Even when including life cycle emission of clean energy, that means emission from each stages of technology life like manufacturing, installation, operations, etc., the global warming emissions associated with the renewable energy are minimal. You really want to know the difference? To understand the difference, let us compare the numbers. Burning natural gas for electricity releases between 0.6 and 2 pounds of carbon dioxide equivalent per kilowatt hour. Okay, now take coal. It emits between 1.4 and 3.6 pounds of carbon dioxide per kilowatt hour. Now the wind, on the other hand, is responsible for only 0.02 to 0.04 pounds of carbon dioxide emission per kilowatt hour on the life cycle basis. Solar, whereas 0.07 to 0.2, geothermal 0.1 to 0.2, and hydroelectrical between 0.1 and 0.5, which is less compared to that, right? The air and water pollution emitted by coal and natural gas plants is linked with the breathing problems, neurological damage, heart attacks, cancer, premature death, and a host of other serious problems. These pollutions affects everyone. So most of these negative health impacts come from air and water pollutions that clean energy technologies simply don't produce. Wind, solar, and hydroelectric systems generate electricity with no associated air pollution emissions. Geothermal and biomass system emit some air pollutants, though total air emissions are generally much, much lower than those of coal and natural gas-fired power plants. In addition, wind and solar energy require essentially no water to operate and thus do not pollute water resources or strain supplies by competing with agriculture, drinking water or other important water needs. In contrast, fossil fuels can have a significant impact on water resources. Both coal mining and natural gas drilling can pollute sources of drinking water, and all thermal power plants, including those powered by coal, gas and oil, withdraw and consume water for cooling. Biomass and geothermal power plants like coal and natural gas-fired power plants may require water for cooling. Hydroelectric power plants can disturb river ecosystem both upstream and downstream from the dam. However, NREL's 80% by 2050 renewable energy study, which included biomass and geothermal, found that total water consumption and withdrawal would decrease significantly in future with high renewables. So that would be great, and that problem will be solved. Renewable energy is providing affordable electricity across the country right now and can help stabilize energy price in the future too. The cost of renewable energy technology have declined steadily and are projected to drop even more. For example, the average price to install the solar dropped more than 70% between 2010 and 2017. The cost of generating electricity from wind dropped 66% between 2009 and 2016. Costs will likely decline even further as markets mature and companies increasingly take advantage of economies of scale. Using more renewable energy can lower the price of and demand for natural gas and coal by increasing competition and diversifying our energy supplies. An increased reliance on renewable energy can help protect consumers when fossil fuel prices spike. The future of clean energy looks bright, with recent years showing that more renewable energy capacity has been installed globally than new fossil fuel and nuclear capacity combined. Renewable sources now make up over one-third of globally installed power capacity. As an example of this growth, Wednesday 10th June 2020 marked 2 months of the UK being powered purely by renewable energy for the first time ever. That is a great step, isn't it? As the world population continues to grow, there is an ever-increasing demand for the energy, and renewable sources are the answer to providing sustainable energy solutions, while also protecting the planet from climate change. We have already seen in our last podcast that how scary the climate change can be. The take-up of clean energy is not just happening on national level, as cities and the states are also creating policies to increase renewable energy use. In the United States, 29 states have set renewable energy portfolios to mandate the certain percentage of energy consumed should come from renewable source, and over 100 cities around the world now use at least 70% renewable energy. As more cities drive towards becoming 100% renewable, corporations are also playing a part by purchasing record level of renewable power. renewable energy has become economically attractive in the oil-rich United Arab Emirates too. Ramping up renewables to 10% of country's total energy mix and 25% of total power generation could generate annual saving of $1.9 billion by 2030 through avoidance of fossil fuel consumption and lower energy costs. Since 2010, rising natural gas prices in UAE have combined with rapidly falling technology costs for solar photovoltaic system in particular. This has made renewable a competitive option for a power generation in UAE, an oil exporter but increasingly an importer of natural gas. Wind power and waste to energy conversion have also become economic. Recent development create financial reasons for the country to accelerate its renewable energy deployment beyond the existing target in Abu Dhabi, Dubai, and other Emirates. To meet this rising demand in a sustainable manner, the UAE is focusing on renewable energy sources, which will minimize the environmental impacts that may arise from traditional source of energy. The UAE launched Green Economy Initiative in 2012 under the slogan "A Green Economy for a Sustainable Environment," aiming to make the UAE one of the global pioneers in green economy products and technologies and maintain a long-term sustainable environment to achieve Vision 2021. In addition, the UAE is looking to increase its target for power generation from clean energy to 30% by 2030. It also aims to produce 25-30% of its electricity requirement from both nuclear and solar energy. Abu Dhabi has two global ventures, Masdar Cleantech Fund and DB Masdar Cleantech Fund. The funds are focused on building portfolios in some of the world's most promising and pioneering companies in clean technology and renewable energy. Masdar Special Projects focuses on small and medium-sized applications in often challenging conditions and geographies. It has delivered 14 projects in 5 countries and has 13 ongoing projects across 9 different countries. Sharjah Electricity Water and Gas Authority, means SEWA, created a unit called Conservation Department with a target to conserve electricity, water and gas. In addition, SEWA started efforts towards creating one of the best model cities of power conservation with an ambitious strategy and creative initiative for energy conservation. In 2015, Sharjah has been declared as the city of conservation in the region for the next 2 years to achieve sustainable development in Emirate. The initiative focuses on the implementation of energy efficiency with a target of 30% reduction in the consumption of power and water in the Emirate of Sharjah. In January 2015, Dubai announced a revision of its targets for the share of renewable energy in the total energy mix to 70% by 2020 and 15% by 2030. Of course, due to the fossil fuel being a finite resource, it makes sense that the future is renewable, and it is expected that renewable sources will continue to increase in the number, driving down to the cost too. Clean energy appears to be the fodder for the power needs of humanity across the globe as reliance of fossil fuels continue to diminish. As the drive towards the clean, green and renewable energy continues to advance, the cost will fall and work will be created to develop and install these new power solutions. More and more people are recognizing the environmental, social and economic benefits of clean energy, and as more cities, states and nations sign up for a green power agenda, this will continue to advance. That gives hope for a sustainable environment. Thank you. Thank you.